Welcome to the Rock Church of Coastal Hills with Pastor David Archibek. We now join the service in progress.
Hey, everybody. Good to see everybody today. Happy Father's Day. God is good. Amen. Hey, I got something to share with you. It's a powerful message, and I believe that it's appropriate for today, for Father's Day. And it's something, if there's something that people would identify Christians as, or what they should be, or what they should look like, or how they should function, in the world, they think of a Christian, not what they do, but what they should look like and be doing, what would be the one thing? Christians should be known by what? By what? Love? Yes. We should be known by our what? Our love. And I think oftentimes we use that term so loosely in our day and age that sometimes we've lost the gravity of what God has actually mentioned in His Word. And we're going to see some things from the Scripture. And I pray we're going to identify some things that's really going to gauge how our love walk is. And not only that, not just to gauge. I never want to preach a message just to say, hey, this is what you're not doing. But what we could be doing and how we walk in this blessedness that God calls us to walk in. Because you know what? Granted, I have done things my way. I've done it my way. Anybody done that? I think we can all, right, plead guilty to that. I've done it my way. Can I share something with you? Our way doesn't work. Our way doesn't work. And you know, so we're going to see some things about love that, again, I pray that it will be the defining message of our church, of Coastal Hills Church, of what we're going to look like, where we're going, and this what's going to be the underlying motivation that drives us individually as Christians. Amen. So anyways, we're continuing. It's the series we're doing, Life Support. You remember, we took it from John chapter 15, that really we can't do anything without Him, right? Jesus said it. No, I could do something. Nothing of eternal significance can we do without Christ. And let me define it even further, without abiding in Him, right? The Bible says if we don't abide in Him, we can't bear fruit. But if we abide in Him, the Bible says we will bear much fruit. And what does abiding mean again? It means to remain, to continue, to live in, not just on Sunday mornings, not just on certain holy days, not just on Easter and Christmas and maybe a funeral, but no, the Bible wants us to remain and be constant and have Christ as our motivating factor of our life. Amen? So abiding in Christ is what I define as our life support. I told you, many of you, that I actually worked in the medical field for 12 years, and I worked, and again, in intensive units and trauma units. And guys, we've had to take over people as far as to help them. We put them on life support so they can live. But I'm going to play on the words today, because when we abide in Christ, that is the platform to do everything that God requires of us. How many realize that God has requirements? He has an assignment. He has entrusted certain things in our life that requires us to step into some things. Amen? That's part of the plan. That's not just God trying to control your life. It's actually God trying to fulfill your life. Amen? If you just do everything to fill yourself, you'll deplete yourself. And you'll actually, when it's all said and done, feel empty. And you won't have much to show except for stuff and things you've done for yourself. It gives meaning in life is when you're just learning to deposit in love into other people. I know there's a saying that it's become popular within the last days, but we always say, well, what about me? Or it's all about me. And you know, if we go in with that mindset, we're going to miss some of the fulfillment that God has designed for us. Listen to this. This broke my heart when I read it. You know, we're all acquainted with the shootings that went on in Orlando. But listen to this. A representative for the fundamentalist group, Westboro Baptist Church, told USA Today that its members plan to picket Saturday outside the funeral for two of the victims of last Sunday's shooting massacre at the gay nightclub in Orlando. It's not about that person. It's about the whole society phenomenon, Westboro spokesman Steve Drain of Topeka, Kansas, said Thursday night in a telephone interview. It's never been okay to be gay, and it's never going to be to be gay. No matter how much the spirit of the times calls for the popularity of that sin. The Kansas-based church, through a lawyer, sent a letter to the Cathedral Church of St. Luke on Saturday from 10:15 to 11 a.m. Westboro members are known for protesting outside the funerals of gays and lesbians. That stuff fires me up. Fires me up, and it should fire you up, because Jesus never took that approach except for the hypocrites and the Pharisees, who their whole life was based on people seeing they're having this fake spirituality, and they lived one life and did another thing. Jesus called them out on that. Bothers Christ, but he never got in the face of people and said, you know what? Now, does he want us to turn from sin? Yes. But one of the philosophies and what works, and it's a principle of the Bible, it's his kindness that leads us to repentance. And you know what? What happens, and we do it maybe on a smaller dimension. Have you ever seen somebody not living the right lifestyle that you've approved of and really not may not be what God approves of? And certain things happen to him, and we love, after something bad, what's the first thing we like to do after something bad happens to somebody? We want to know why. What was the source, and what was the cause? And we want to, and you know, if you jump into that mindset, that happened because, right here, I read more about this article, and they said the shooter was God's wrath of judgment upon that lifestyle. Can you believe that? It was God passing his judgment. I'm sorry, but that's not the Jesus we know. Amen. We love people to life. You know, Dion and I had just this past week, I'm setting this message up, but there's a friend, you know, y'all know Gina Walden, who sung with us, and one of her good friends sung on America's Got Talent and sung before Simon and the panel. And she got up, and she was a Christian singer and great singer. We actually met her. She sang at our church for our worship team. The girl had chops. I mean, the girl can sing. And she got up and said she fell victim to the judgmentalness of Christians because she got pregnant while being in the Christian music industry, and they excommunicated her. And there's more to the story. But the sad thing, and I mean, there's two sides to the story, and that's not my point. But the point I want to bring out is because of this incident, maybe she has some rebellion. Maybe she hadn't done everything right. But you know, to this day, we saw her daughter is probably 15 to 17 years old, singing on stage with her. And her parents have never talked to her. Christian parents have never talked to this woman and her kid. That's a sad day when the church takes upon that as their fruit of the Spirit, as their motive behind things. So today, I mean, we shouldn't be surprised, right? I mean, like this Orlando, you know what? Christian, we have standards, yes, but you know, the world doesn't. How many realize the world doesn't have our standards? They don't. So why should we try to enforce it upon them? We should be a light, amen? We should be the difference. But to sit there and try to politicize things that we're for that are actually Christian and try to implement them into our society, that's great. But the world is the world. Why should we be surprised when the world is being the world? What is the world going to do? They're going to sin. They're going to do crazy things. What did you do before you were saved? And we won't open that panel up, right? But that's what sinners do, and they're going to be good at it. But if we turn our noses and our heads and our faces away from these individuals, how are they going to be one? Amen? So we're going to talk about loving people to life today. We're going to be in John chapter 13. John chapter 13. And we're going to pick up. Last week we talked about the importance of serving, how we should serve, and what it takes that Jesus is calling us. Again, if you remember and recall, chapter 13 through 17 of the book of John is the last 24 hours of Jesus' life. He is speaking the most important mandate instructions to the church, because this is the beginning of the church, and he's laying it out. This is how it's going to happen. This is what you have to know. The most important, when someone's going to die, I've learned people give them their last, you know, instructions, most important instructions. Again, when I worked in the hospital, I was there at the bedside of a lot of people who were getting ready to die, and they give the most important